studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is the G.I. Jake Show, featuring Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, and your host, the unfiltered, unscripted, loose cannon of Knoxville sports radio, Jake Miller. The G.I. Jake Show starts now on Fan Run Radio.
Welcome in to the G.I. Jake Show. I'm Brett Hollander. We got Marcus Young, intern Jack here. Obviously, I am not the usual host of the show. Jake Miller is tending to some things today. So the three of us got together and decided we need to do a show today. Coming off a big weekend of sports, professionally, and everything like that. We had the Fan Run Open on Saturday. We had some NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Tennessee baseball. We had a little bit of it all this weekend. Me personally, I'll start with the I say we just start with the Fan Run Open. I think that's the main thing. Me personally had a great time. The weather kind of came out of nowhere. You know, we watched it all week, and it definitely rained. Rained a good bit there at the beginning.
That was lovely for that to happen.
Yes. Maybe it was because Marcus, unbelievable, Marcus, that you showed up at 7:30 a.m.
Wow.
7:45.
Marcus, good for you, man. That's
so
awesome.
Yes.
Houston, who was one of those I was caddying for.
Yes.
Did not believe I would be there that early. He had the over under on 8:45.
Yes.
And Jake said that I needed to be there at 7:30 to help set things up, and I was like, oh, that's gonna be tough. Yeah. I had closed the night before.
Yes.
And I did struggle to get out of bed about 6:50. Tried to find my clothes to wear that I was, you know, to look the part of a golfer.
Of course. Did you, buddy?
And did I ever?
What were you sporting?
I had khaki shorts.
Oh yeah.
My tennis shoes, obviously, because I don't have golf shoes. And then I believe it's one of our brands. It was given to me by Ryan. A white polo with a bunch of Tennessee things all over. And I think
might have been Inward Half.
It might be Inward Half,
yeah.
Actually. You might be
right.
John, I just
might
know
have
that Ryan.
Same thing. Yeah.
I know Ryan provided it for me. And
yes.
It's, I think, the only polo I own, actually, and so it felt appropriate to wear that.
Yes.
So I arrive at 7:45, the biggest smile on Houston's face, because he did not expect that.
None of us did.
No one did.
No.
Honestly, like, yeah. Me either.
Yeah.
Me either.
Yeah.
And I got there before Jake did, which I did.
You
definitely
did. By a good margin.
Yeah. I mean, he got there like 8:12.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Yeah.
And but yeah, sure enough, I started to wonder if it was a bad omen me showing up early, because around 8:30 or so is when it started to rain, and it was like, yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yesterday it was supposed to say, it said it was sunny all day. Also, just perfect temperature too. It wasn't too hot, not too cold.
Now that made it really good. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was a blast. There was a lot of buffoonery that went on that we have to discuss.
Yes. Before you touch on that, let's, Jack, how was, I know, unfortunately, you couldn't make it this weekend. You had some boys in. How was your weekend?
Yes, it was really fun. I had like three of my hometown boys come in. We just watched basketball all weekend.
Absolutely.
We played basketball that Saturday morning. The rain also messed us up a little bit, but we powered through.
Wait, you're playing outside?
Yeah, we were.
Oh, nice.
That was the only court we could find.
Style.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, eventually it all dried up, and we even got sunburnt. So it was super fun. We played for hours, and then, yeah, just watched ball the rest of the week, and then caught some Tennessee baseball to end the weekend, which was maybe one of the greatest baseball games I've ever watched in my entire life. I mean, just back and forth, nonstop action. But yeah, overall, great weekend. But I want to hear about this Fan Run Open. How did everyone play? What? Who won?
Well, I'll before Marcus get. Do you want to go first?
I was just going to give the basic. We had, I believe, 11 teams.
Okay.
All together.
Yeah, we had a great turnout.
Great turnout.
It was one of those things, you didn't know how many people were coming. Then they just kept coming and coming.
They kept pouring in. It was really great. So first of all, I think we should start by saying thank you to everyone that came by.
Sponsors and everybody,
it was a fantastic event. Definitely a great way to start the event lineup that we're hoping to have throughout the next, not only just this year, but in the future. It was great to be a part of it. It was a great course too. Thank you to the course. I cannot remember their name.
Williams Creek. Yes.
They were fantastic. Beautiful course.
Mm-hmm.
Basically it was teams of four.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the rule is called. Someone told me it recently.
It's called a scramble.
Scramble. Thank you. Where basically everyone tees off.
You take the best shot.
Yeah, whoever gets the closest to the hole, you all will go from there.
Okay.
So I did hear there was one hole in one by somebody.
Oh wow!
It was. I can't remember his name. We should have remembered his name to give him a shout out.
I know, and maybe
we might can find it during a break. Give him a shout out.
He might be. Yeah, he might be in our Discord. If you are, message us in the Discord to tell us so we can.
Good for him, man. That's awesome.
Because he was telling me about it. Like they pulled up behind me and they were talking about. They also brought up Will Levis to me by the way.
Yes.
Favorite NFL
but I loved player. So before we get into the actual, because I want us to talk about your team first before we get to
okay, yes,
but I do want to start off. So there's at the start when you're heading to hole one.
Oh, I know where you're going.
After the rain it was a little bit more difficult, but they have like kind of an S curvy
like this is straight downhill.
Yeah. Ooh. And it's an S curve, and I waited in the back. I even didn't follow my team because I was like, I don't want to be a part of this mix. It's not going to go well.
Right.
And sure enough, I was behind Bear. I believe it was William. William slid at the very end, and his back was almost about to go off the edge.
Ooh.
Bear is trying to talk him through.
Because you're talking the bottom of it, right? Right
end.
By where the bridge is, with the creek.
Yes.
Like, there's... You're falling into a creek.
Yeah, right off the
rocks.
Bat, we were potentially going to ruin a golf cart for these people, like right off the bat.
Wow.
First
thing
in the morning.
Yes.
Bear is trying to talk him through it, and then all of a sudden Bear is like thinking he's going to start creeping forward and try to help, and then he starts to go.
Okay.
He got onto two wheels at one point.
Oh, wow.
And almost flipped it, and I was a witness. And then this man, the start of the buffoonery was... He was like, go back up to the top and let Ryan know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I guess I have to reverse up the whole way, which was annoying.
Yeah.
So I did that, told Ryan, and Ryan was like, oh, yeah, Bear just called and told me already. And I was like, you monster. Now I got to go find my
Marcus
team.
Marcus passed my team at least three times in that moment.
Yeah, I literally, because I assumed everyone was going to just start at one. I didn't think that people would start in the back nine.
Right.
So I started, I was just, every team I passed, seen Houston? Anyone seen Houston? Tucker,
yeah.
Sam, anyone? No?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And I finally found them. I tried texting them, and they were like, they didn't respond, of course. And finally found them. So I only missed one of the holes that they were on.
Okay.
And, but yeah, it is a beautiful course. It was really nice kind of driving through it, though, and just seeing what they all looked like before I got to witness them.
Yeah.
But you guys.
Yeah.
It was you and your brother and a couple friends.
Yeah.
It was nice to meet your
brother. Long-time friends, yeah. Glad you got to meet him.
His brother was shocked to find out he's a Mahomes guy.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't tell his family.
Yeah, I would hold that back,
Well,
too.
I think his words are, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
No. My, you know, there was some, we started on hole one, and we parted, and then we got to the second hole, and John, who we were just talking to, vouched for me. Like, man, he's a decent golfer. Like, he had a great shot, closest to the pin so far, even though it was only the second group through.
Sure.
But I was being vouched for, so that felt good. But then later on in the round, like, words started to trickle. Like, somehow.
Gotcha.
I don't even know. It started with Jake. Then I'm getting texts from Marcus, like,
I know how it started.
Bear's trying to find you. I'm like, what's Bear trying to find me? He's like, maybe there's some cheating going on. Like pencil pushing, I think is what they call it in golf. So my team caught a heater, like five birdies in a row. We're just storming out first six holes.
Dang.
Playing solid golf. I'm not going to lie. Like the guys I picked up, my brother included, are decent golfers, play quite a bit. And we just got hot. And then, you know, Bear's starting to come around. He's like, Hollander, what's going on with your group? you know, in the bear voice. I can't do it. But, you know, there was just Jake. Jake was complaining. I'm like, Jake, I'm your boy. Like, I sit next to you every day from 10 to 12, and Jake's getting mad out there. And so, you know, we ended up like at 7 under, I think, was our final score. So we kind of cooled off a lot. But, you know, overall, it was a great day. You know, I wasn't complaining about anybody else. Like, I, you know, congrats to the winner, who is here, Tim, I believe is his name.
Yeah, Tim, it's team won it. Tim and won. Stays within the building.
Yeah.
So my perspective, I can't remember who drove by to tell us. Someone on a golf cart drove by and told us.
Well, you had Trevor out there rolling around with the cooler, yeah. And then Ryan was around. Bear was around, but
I don't want to say who told me because I genuinely don't want to say the wrong name and potentially be wrong.
Right.
But someone had driven by a golf cart and said, yeah, Hollander and his team are 5 under. And like all of us, including me, who knows nothing,
yeah,
was like, no way.
Yeah.
Like immediately, like, no way. So I texted him and we told Bear, we sent Bear after you. And I even let him know. I just texted him and said, hey,
it was a simple message.
Bear's on the search for you. You said he found me. Evidently, I'm getting accused of cheating. To which I responded, it's not evidently, my friend. Like, I was like already like, no, we believe you cheated.
Yeah.
And once we actually, because we kind of realized what happened, we started in the back nine, which was a bit tougher.
Yeah.
From what we gathered. And once we hit the front nine, we were like, okay, like it's totally understandable how you could get a good lead
right
on this side of things to start off with.
Yeah.
Because that's how we started to get back into it, because we were 6 under. And it was really funny. So I was mainly caddying for Sam.
Yeah.
But I, every so often, like, I would give, like, just dumb advice. I someone at that I know through work, he used to actually work at that golf course.
Right.
And so I asked him, I was like, you know, what should I give as caddy advice? Like, how can I be a better caddy?
Right.
And he said, always tell them no if they ask for a certain club and make them do critical thinking.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
So Sam would not ask. He would do the opposite. He'd ask me my opinion. I'm like, well, clearly you should go with the 7 here. And he goes, no, it's more of a 9. I'm like, okay.
Okay, good.
Or I'd say like a 8, and he'd go, no, it's actually a 52. And I'm like,
he'd make you do the critical thinking and then correct you.
He really backfired on me. Yeah. As we went on, I got better at getting closer to it.
Okay, good.
Figuring out, because every time him and Houston would, little telescope, measuring out how far.
Yeah.
And I would start remembering certain holes and like the range roughly.
Yeah.
And there were a few things that were great about our team was like Houston was the putt master. Once we got to a good spot, he was always last. And he, like, if none of us could hit it, like, almost you felt like it was like Tiger in a moment. There was one where he, there was a moment.
Houston and Tiger in the same breath.
I mean,
wow.
he walked off on one. Like, oh, he hit it, and he just turned around and walked away. And we're like,
dang, son.
Sam was a star. We had, Tucker was really good, too. He, on our last one, I think it was on 9, we were in a bit of a tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told Sam, 9.
Mm-hmm.
He went with an 8. He was like, I don't want to go tonight because I don't want to under it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Goes with the 8. He overs it. Should have listened to me. But someone hit short, and so we went with the shorter one. It was on a little bit of an incline. And, I mean, Tucker hit one that went up. He chipped it.
Uh-huh.
It made a beautiful curve, and it was so close.
Really?
Just a little bit more length than he would have gotten it. We would have gotten a birdie, and we would have been 7. We would have been close to the top.
Yeah.
Julia was great too. That was the first time I met her. She was fantastic.
That was the first time I met her as well.
And then we had another guy who joined with us named David.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the guys that got really close to the hole challenge.
Right.
Super close at one point.
Really?
I think for a while we thought he was going to win it. He was awesome. He was a great addition. Because I'm not sure. I don't know if he was a part of the course or if he came separate. I'm not sure, but he joined our team, and he was fantastic. He was a great guy. David, shout out to you, buddy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a ton of fun. I know nothing about golf. I learned a little bit.
Yeah.
My favorite moment with Houston, though, I hope he's okay with me saying this, there were a couple shots he hit a little far right.
Yeah.
And
as we all do.
And so one of the holes was like kind of where the hole was, felt like if he had hit it normally, it'd veer correctly.
Right.
So I just kind of went up to him. I said, "Hey, respectfully, I feel like this course is going to be, or this hole is going to be really good for you, the way that you've been hitting it off to the right."
Right.
And he just gave me a look. And I'm like, "I'm sorry." I tried to say it respectfully, but.
Yeah.
Oh, so Dave, I just got a message from Houston. So David joined as a single, and he got to join our team, which honestly was great. He was a super cool dude. I really enjoyed spending time with that whole group, and I'm very fortunate as the caddy to have been a part of that. So, Tim won. I'm hoping if Tim, we'll check during the breaks and see if Tim is here, because I would love to get him in here to talk about his win.
Jake was, needless to say, he was very angry.
He was distraught.
He was very mad. He was expecting to win. He had his Kick City guys out there, Medley out there. He thought he had the team to beat, and he took the L. And I think what made it worse is who won it, because they do work together, and
he will see the trophy,
and he has to see the trophy. Yeah. He'll get another try at it. You know, I think Jake will be back.
Yeah,
if it's all he can do. So. But yeah, we'll take a break, I guess, right now. If you want to join us, the number is 865-288-3131. We'll try and touch on some baseball, get into the playoffs, all that in the next couple of hours. So yeah, if you want to join us again, 865-288-3131. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the G.I. Jake Show here with myself, Brett, Marcus, and intern Jack. Marcus, you had one more thing you want to add before we touched on baseball?
Yeah, one last thing about the golf tournament. I can't believe I forgot.
Okay.
Bear is the marshal.
Yeah.
Range marshal.
I feel like he did a good job, right?
He had his own cart, and he had a little flag. He lost the flag at some point.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Don't know how you do that. The other thing, though, was besides almost flipping a cart, he also carried around an air horn. Did he do that to you guys?
I don't think I saw. All right. I never got that experience.
He did that to Jake. He even filmed it. So he has some footage of him blowing an air horn on one of Jake's shots.
Oh, gosh. And how mad did Jake get on that?
I don't think it went well.
Yeah.
I think if he had done it a second time to Jake, he might have gotten a club thrown at him, probably.
Yes.
And then he tried to do it to Tucker, but Tucker was too smart and noticed. Okay. And then he did get Houston, though.
Yeah.
We
could hear Bear coming. He had the music going, things like that. So, which is a nice touch.
Music blaring until he pulled up, and then he was respectful and turned it down.
Okay.
But then, he had an air horn on him. He was mischievous. I think there was a moment where we were like, is Bear going to show up? And I think he was probably out buying an air horn right before the tournament. Like, I would believe that 100%.
Yeah.
So, for future, if he is another marshal for us, if we do another golf tournament, which I hope we do.
Yeah.
Be prepared. The man has an air horn.
And that's a dangerous thing.
Very.
A
bear with an air horn? Yeah, that's a
yes.
Oh, I don't know if you saw him. Russ did make a quick appearance. He hasn't been feeling well.
Yeah, I was asking about that, and he said he showed up for a bit.
Yeah, he showed up for a little bit.
The tournament started, right?
Yes, and I actually think that helped Tucker a little bit, because when Tucker saw him, like the next hole we were on, he had a great shot. And I think just seeing the captain, it overwhelmed him with joy and helped him out some. So that was good to see.
Yeah, well, like we've been saying, it was just a great Saturday, even with the rain. Like it kind of – you started off with it, and then it kind of – eased away, and then it got hot like right after we were finishing. It was last couple holes were it was warm, and we did the putting contest, and that was pretty fun. It was just overall a great day, and we can learn from it, make it even better the next time, hope we can get more people out for it.
Absolutely.
And all that. So yeah, it was just a fun day. Also fun, Tennessee baseball, big series up in Lexington, taking two out of three. Kind of seemed like I was only really able to watch mainly on Friday night. Had a lot going on this weekend outside of the golf tournament as well. But, you know, going up there to Lexington, a top five team, first in the SEC in the standings, and you come away with 2 of 3. You know, Friday night, like I said, we were up, I think, 3-2 going to the eighth.
I was going to say, that was one that I thought, because I remember seeing that score at work, and I was thinking, oh, we're going to start off strong.
Yeah.
And it was a shame that we let them get back into it.
It was an interesting start to that game. You know, you started with Stamos, however you want to say it. He threw a total of 8 pitches, and they went straight to Causey with one out in the first inning. And he pitched. He was unbelievable up until like the eighth, and I think he had, you know, he hit a batter, and then I think another guy may have gotten a hit. I can't remember the sequence, but then you go to Snead. I think it was second and third. You're up 3-2 with 2 outs and a hot shot to Amick, and just couldn't handle it. And almost a more frustrating thing was the fact that Kentucky had a guy on second base in that game, and he had a pulled hamstring. He couldn't even run. Dreiling could have had an easy little toss into home. Probably could have tagged him out pretty easily, and you might have been tied getting out of that inning. But they added, you know, that run and then an insurance run, and they ended up taking the first game 5-3. I'm not going to lie, I saw really none of the second game. And then yesterday was just, you had a bunch of fireworks, you know, all about offense yesterday. Kentucky had, 17 hits. They were hitting home runs, which is not like them. And then it was the SEMO show, really. Stepped up in a big way, hitting 3 home runs. Jack, you said you watched some of the series. What's your takeaway from the 3 days of baseball we got to see?
Yeah, I only locked in for the Sunday game. Okay. So I knew it was a tied series going into it, and mm-hmm. I knew it was a huge game. And, yeah, it was just super fun to watch. I mean, yeah, only the first 2 innings were scoreless, and then after that, every single inning had some mm-hmm. points. We went up 2-1 early, and then the fourth inning, they scored 4 runs. And, you know, down 2-5, it's mm-hmm. looking rough. And then the fifth inning, they scored again, and you're down 2-6.
Right.
Usually, I feel like in baseball games, with that sort of margin, you're like, dang, tough loss.
Right.
But then we come back and score 5 runs in the next inning, mm-hmm. go up 7-6. You're like, okay, maybe we got this. They scored 2 runs and went back up 8-7. Just awesome, awesome back and forth.
Right.
We scored 3 more in the next one. They scored another. Then we scored 3 more to sort of seal the deal. But they weren't done. Like, bottom of the ninth, they had 2 back-to-back home runs.
I know.
It was just like, are you joking right now? Like, they're still going?
Right.
Finally, we're able to close it, but huge series win. I mean, I think we definitely all underrated how good Kentucky was.
Yes.
And they just played phenomenally, but the fact we're still able to go into Lexington and get that kind of win for the season is huge. And, yeah, we should be hopefully top 3, maybe a little higher in the rankings. I don't know how those top 2 did, but
right.
Yeah, great win and great series for the team, and hopefully can ride this momentum for the rest of the season.
We should definitely move above. If there's any movement, we should definitely be above Kentucky at the end
right,
of this.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Kentucky's now moved to 15-3 in the conference. We're at 12-6. You're 2 games ahead of Vandy in the East, and then you got Arkansas in the West, 14-4, Texas A&M, 13-5. So you're right there, top 4 seed right now, going, looking at, you know, Hoover and all that. So, Marcus, did you have any other thoughts about the baseball series?
Not a lot. I mean, obviously, it was just great to see, you know, us get that series win. Obviously, mm-hmm. I would have loved the sweep, but to give them a little bit of hope on Friday, to then just snatch it away Saturday and Sunday was beautiful. And it's also, you know, it's on the road. You know, you're outside of home and you're hitting home runs. You're doing what you need to do. And so that's just really good to see. Always love when the boys win on the diamond. But also I just love seeing us beat Kentucky more than anything. Like, that makes me feel – I would cheer if we beat them in swimming. Like, I don't care. So it's always a beautiful day when that happens. And Ready for the next series. I don't know who's up next on our SEC series.
Yeah. Our upcoming schedule is pretty. We got Western Carolina midweek game. Should be an easy win. But we got Missouri, who's below 500 at home.
Should be good.
So should sweep that. And then I think Lipscomb's the next midweek game. So we should have a little breeze.
Some momentum
this next week. Yes,
absolutely.
Should be able to just keep climbing those rankings.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. And, you know, you want to get your team in a good position for Hoover, good position for Omaha. And, you know, this is the time, I think, in any sport, once you're starting to hit that back nine, golf reference,
you
want to start that being where you start taking your strides. Because that's what helps lead into further success into any kind of playoff or tournament championship that you're trying to have. It's getting hot at the right time, hitting the streak, and we've been hot all year,
right?
But you definitely don't want to let up now. So
yeah, I mean, and if you're winning two or three series, you're in Omaha. I mean, that's what a lot of the regionals are. They're best two out of three, especially supers. You take two or three, you're in Omaha. So I mean, that's the focus right now. I mean, I know we say one game at a time, but you just want to stay where you are. And you're looking good for a super regional and all that, a good seed in the SEC tournament. The way this team plays, I mean, they talk about it comparing it to the 22 team. You know, offensively, they're every bit as good, if not a little better than that team, which is crazy because there's pros on that team. We got pros on our team too, but, you know, like, I mean, if you find, like I said, if you find a little bit of pitching, you know, you're going to go a long way into getting to Omaha. And then when you get to Omaha, it's just, find that little bit of, you know, magic, I guess, you know, and all. So it's been fun. We got Missouri, Florida, Vandy, and I think South Carolina are your next four SEC series. So it gets a little bit harder. I mean, Missouri, you hope to take all three. Because you don't know what you're going to get from Florida's been down, you know. Vandy's been 500 up and down as well. Rivalry. So, but yeah, no, it's exciting times for the baseball team. And, you know, some talk coming out of the series was, you know, the way Kentucky was a, I don't know what you wouldn't call them, a softball team, the way they were cheering and purple. I saw a lot of the pink hat or something the guy was wearing in one of the series. You know, just like the, you know, Tony V even had some comments about that. You know, the fact that they were, I don't know what the word is. They were, like I said, cheerleading, I guess, is what you would call it. Like the softball chants, things like that you'd see in a softball game. So, but Simo was the guy, especially in the last two games. I think he has four home runs in the last eight at bats or something crazy. So, but yeah, no, it's been a good series, and we'll see what we can do starting on what Tuesday, I guess you said, is our next series. Yes.
I love the back and forth between Simo and Blake Burke too. How they're just like at the top of home runs ever for the program history, and they just continue to go back and forth and compete against each other, which is great. You love to see that, and yeah, you just hope both of them continue to destroy the teams and destroy the pitchers because, man, they're good. Golly, Simo, three home runs in that game was huge. Love to see it. He was just balling. Like, I don't watch baseball, and like.
But he makes you watch it.
Like, I don't. Home runs don't happen often. I'm aware of that. And just every time he stepped up, I was like, that's gone too. Like, what? How does he keep doing it? It was just, it was fabulous.
Absolutely.
He's my favorite. He's my favorite now.
Now?
I didn't have a favorite before, but
oh, okay,
you know,
gotcha.
Now that's what he is.
That's fair.
No, I mean, you look at it all through Tennessee athletics right now. You got dudes in all sports. Like, we had Connect. Now we got Simo and Burke.
Gonna have Nico.
You know, we got future. Nico. I mean, it all rhymes together, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
You know, we hope we have Nico. We know we have him, but, you know,
have
how
him in the same way we
producing is the next step in the Nico phase. you know, it's just exciting all sports, you
Tennessee's
know.
Tennessee's got a good softball team too. I don't they've been really
good.
Yeah,
they had a top 10 win I think this weekend at home as well, or LSU, I believe. Don't get enough credit to them. They got some players over there too, so yeah, it's exciting. I mean, one through like nine in our lineup are just ripping the cover off the ball. You don't know who it's going to be game in, game out. You know, Tears had some big plays, big bats. You know, you've seen Dryling step up with the grand slams. You know, just the plethora of talent that they have on the team is just wild. So, but yeah, looking forward to the rest of the season and moving on into Hoover and the next series up. But yeah, no, it's definitely exciting. So, yeah, but we'll bring out let's take our first call today. Let's bring on Philly real quick. Philly, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
How are you, buddy?
All right, so Jake got W-itis today.
He might be upset from Saturday, Phil. I've never seen him so upset. He was angry, crying, stomping around. Just he came in expecting to win. And he took the loss. It was unfortunate to see.
Well, he came in second, didn't he?
Yeah, but some
first
people,
loser,
yeah,
right?
That's what a lot of people were saying on Saturday. Was Jake was the first loser?
It started early. He said he wore the wrong hat because it was raining, so his hair got messed up or something. Mm. I don't know. He was all out of sorts when that rain hit.
So y'all talking about that Tennessee baseball game yesterday? No pitching at all.
Yeah, it felt like it was just hit after hit from both sides. It was just a back and forth. I mean, it was a wild game. But you gotta be happy to come out with the win at least, though.
Well, Kentucky's coach ought to be fired just for pitching to Moore all his time. I mean, I was just walking.
I mean, yeah, I would have been like, why do you still throw it to him? What are you doing? It made no sense.
And if they're going to trot Kirby Cornell out there for bullpen, you're not going to win much of anything.
He's good in spot duties. He's 4-0 now on the season. I mean, that's pretty good, right? I mean, he probably wasn't anticipating pitching as much as he has so far this season. But
I guess he wasn't intentioning on hit through a homer hit off them too.
No, especially against Kentucky, when that's not what they're known for is their long ball. So yeah, that's I mean, if he's missing his spot, considering he doesn't have the velocity of a lot of the guys you see in, I mean, he's going to get hit hard, and that was evident yesterday. But you know, but when you have the lineup we have, I mean, you're never out of a game. You can win a game with it, and that's exactly what happened. So you'll take it any way you can get it.
Yeah, you're going 2-3. That's what you want to do, especially going on the road, win 2-3. You know.
Yeah, top three team
in the
country.
Crowd at Kentucky. I guess TJ's probably up there. I'm glad he got to see him get beat 2-3.
Yeah, no, we just own him in everything right now, Phil. It's lovely to see.
Well, anything on basketball recruiting?
I think it was pretty quiet this weekend. I mean, there was talk of Adu, obviously went and visited Baylor, but I'm about done talking about Adu and Walk. It's time to move on. But
it wasn't just Baylor. Like there was talks of him talking to Kentucky.
Well, he's got at Kentucky too.
They were like, I don't think he visited, but Phil, tell me if I'm wrong, because I feel like I heard this over the weekend that there was some conversation with him in Kentucky, which is beyond.
Well, I'd say it's more his handlers are making the conversation not to do.
Sure. Yeah.
But the reason why he's not here no more is his handlers.
There was obviously, I think this happened yesterday, so we didn't really talk about it, but Tennessee did pick up a commitment for the 2025 season, four-star center Dwayne Brown, 6'9", 235 out of Hoover, Alabama. Number one player in the state of Alabama, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's too bad he can get him reclassified and come in early or not.
We could use him right now, couldn't we?
I mean, he's a strong-looking guy.
I know, and I like
for
that.
For a high schooler.
I like that 55 that's on him there, too. It's a good number.
Yeah, he looks good in an orange. I guess we didn't hear nothing about the Igor. He was at Baylor, too. I wonder how
Baylor just
trying to buy a team like
but
everybody else is this year, it seems like.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the guy from Duke just committed to him yesterday, and obviously we're talking to Adu, and they got all these freshmen in coming in now. So, yeah, Baylor's just – they're just like Kansas. Kansas is, you know, reeling them in as well with the money they're spending. So, yeah, these teams are going for it right now.
Well, Scotty Bug on the internet is a dude's probably going to make almost around a million. I mean, that's astonishing. It's mediocre. I mean, he's a decent player, but I don't consider him he's ever going to play pro basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely interested to see where he ends up. I mean, like, I don't know. Do you want to play against him in the conference? Like, if you saw him at Arkansas or Kentucky, I mean, would you be afraid of Adu in the post versus Estrella? I mean, who do you like in that matchup right now? Like,
well, I mean, he does like he does the NCAA tournament. We'd beat him, won't we?
Yeah, Estrella can bang with Edie. I mean, surely can bang with Adu.
Well, I'm sure maybe that transfer left Ohio State yesterday, man, at Tennessee. There's some scuttlebug about that. Y'all can dig around on that. That Felix Acapara, he used to play at Hamilton Heights down there in Chattanooga. The private school down there. That's where Euros come from.
Oh, really? Yeah, I haven't heard anything on him. I do know Kim Caldwell got her first, I think, transfer in from a Syracuse girl as well. That's the only other really basketball news I've heard over the weekend and stuff. Like, you know, it's kind of just focused on, I think, Kentucky as well, the men's team. I think they got their – I think Pope got his first guy in as well. I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
They got some guy from Drexel.
That's right, yeah. So, but he's also –
Amari Williams, but I ain't going to swear to it.
Yeah, I think that's right. But he's also NBA draft as well. Could be a potential for him. So, but yeah, no, I don't think I've heard anything just yet. I don't know what's going on with this Miličić guy. You know, you got it down to a final three. You just visited Baylor, you know, in Tennessee. So hopefully we'll know something maybe by this week, you know. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on it for sure.
Yeah, well. Hopefully all Jake can get back there tomorrow. I mean, you know, W is out 2 days, and Jake, there's kind of a pattern going on there. You know what?
Something's going around here.
All right, guys, see you.
Thanks, Philly. We'll take our next break, and we'll be back here in just the next few minutes. Welcome back in. We got myself, Marcus, and Jack. I know it's all of our favorite time of year, playoff season. We've got the NHL and NBA going on right now. I think we wanted to touch on a little bit of the NHL here. I think pretty much all the first round series, game ones have gotten going except for two, start tonight. But you had kicking off Saturday. You had the Hurricanes beating the Islanders 3-1. You had the Bruins dominating the Maple Leafs in that one, 5-1. And then yesterday you had quite a few games, I think four games. You had the Panthers beating the Lightning 3-2, Rangers 4-1, Jets 7-6, and just a epic game. You don't see high-scoring games like that in playoffs ever.
No, I think that was either tied or was just above like the
highest
Jets
score. Were up three going into the third, yes. I think. And then I think me and Marcus and Jack's boys, the Preds, suffered a tough one last night. I think that's the main one we want to touch on. But, yeah, I know I stayed up and watched it. I think if there's anything you can stay up and watch, it's playoff hockey. It's just – you're edge of your seat the whole night, no matter what time of night it is. But yeah, the Predators went down, you know, to the Canucks 4-2. You know, just real quick, they were up 2-1 going into the third, and then almost halfway through the period, the Canucks, Quinn Hughes, I believe, scored.
It was
a deflection off of Quinn Hughes' shot from the point, but. Correct. And then 10 seconds later, they took the lead and added an empty netter. Up and down game all around, but Marcus, what were your – I know you stayed up and watched it. Just your thoughts on the playoffs or the game last night.
Yeah, I mean, playoffs as a whole, it was great. I mean, you know, you had a lot of great games going on all around that I thought were really exciting matchups. I think,
yeah.
You know, you look at Friday's games in particular, like those – or Saturday, excuse me.
Yeah.
You had the Bruins-Maple Leafs, which is always going to be a great series.
Yeah.
Don't let a 5-1 game fool you. The Leafs aren't going to, like, walk away from that and just get swept.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a little hiccups for certain teams early. But then, yeah, talking about Sunday's games with the Preds. I mean, look, the hardest thing to do in playoff hockey is to win on the road. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who it is. It's just – it's hard. You want to steal that one. You want to be able to steal it, and unfortunately we didn't. This was a game that Vancouver didn't look their best, and this was the game we probably should have stolen. And I think the biggest thing is we need to just get our heads back on and get ready for game two.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a sloppy game, not many shots on goal, very physical game. I felt really good, you know, being up 2-1 in the third halfway through. And
yeah, well, the other thing, too, that I don't know if you noticed, it really felt like Forsberg was a little bit silent.
He really was. You want your guys, main guys. Yeah.
Guy who was 2 goals away from hitting 50 on the year, you know, in your leading scorer, the guy who has the most goals in a season for your franchise now.
Yeah.
You want him to kind of show up in those moments. Maybe he was trying a little bit too much. Who knows? I know Carrier had some miscues.
Yeah.
It just wasn't our best game. It was very uncharacteristic what happened at the start of that or in the middle of that third. So I'm not worried. Any playoff, whether it's NBA, NHL, playoff, football, whatever, you know, if you have a series,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hit the panic button just yet.
Right.
You got 6 more games to get it done. So wait till game 2, steal that game, and then just win at home. You're good. You're golden.
Yeah,
that's all you need to do. Win at home and win one road game. So we got some good ones tonight, too, if you're a hockey fan.
Betting guy. Yeah, anything.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about these games for the betting segment for sure.
Yeah.
Maple Leafs Bruins game 2, Islanders Hurricanes game 2, and then the start of the series for the Stars and the Golden Knights. That's going to be a fun series. And then the Oilers and the Kings. So, yeah, man, there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to happen there. And we haven't even, like, we're just scratching the surface with playoff talk because,
yeah,
you know, next hour we're going to be diving deep into the NBA. And for good reason, because.
Yeah, it was, you know, the stat was that no road team has won so far in either playoffs series,
yeah.
Which is unheard of. Let's go back to the phone lines real quick. We got Joshy Boy. Joshy Boy, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
Jake decided to take the day off after losing in that golf tournament, huh?
I think he had to get a little bit of, you know, sports therapy a little bit, you know, try to get himself into the – because he, you know, I think we all know Jake fairly well.
Very competitive.
And he's going to try to come back in the next tournament and try to take it all, you know.
Right.
And so, I can tell you, Joshy Boy, if he had won, we never would have heard the end of it. So,
right. So, Marcus, what do you think about your Celtics getting the big win yesterday in Game 1?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Barely anything to cover. Come on.
Oh, there's so much to cover. So much to cover. Our group chat when the Heat won their game to get into the playoffs, if you really want to look at it that way.
We got into it because of Butler.
Well, I just mean like when they beat beat the
that was
the Bulls.
Crazy.
The Bulls.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just what we do. You know, it's a walk in the park sometimes. So 114-94, you do what you got to do. Sorry for your Lakers.
No, that's fine. We'll touch on that, too. We have a lot to say about that, too.
Yeah.
What'd you think of baseball, Joshy? Did you watch all of it?
Oh, I loved it, Brett.
Yeah.
It was really taking 2 out of 3 from Kentucky.
Yeah.
So
what do we think about this team going up further? I know the pitching kind of looked a little bit shaky yesterday. Do you guys have any hope that we're going to get A.J. Russell back?
I mean, it's hard to say. I don't know the ins and outs of the team like some of the other guys that call in the Logans, you know, Roberto's, any of those guys that kind of seem like they're in the end with the team. You hope to have him back. I mean, he was supposed to be kind of your ace, you know, him and Bean were supposed to carry you pitching wise this year. Anytime you could add a guy late in the season, I mean, I keep holding him out until he's absolutely ready. You seem to be winning and getting by with what you have. So, you know, obviously if you can add an arm like that going into Hoover or into the series or whenever, it's going to be a big, you know, help to the team. So, but
well,
yeah,
the word I heard from somebody, I don't want to name names, he may not throw another pitch again this season. Wow. Russell.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want him obviously to take care of himself first and foremost. He hopes to have a future in this game. People have seen enough of his talent, and you hope it's nothing serious. Like, Tennessee would love to have him back, but you know, he's also got to look out for himself too. And I know if Tony's not going to put anybody out there that's not ready to go 100%. I mean, we held Amick back, you know, we've seen it in previous seasons. So there's no need to rush anybody back. I mean, you're winning without him right now. Your offense is carrying you. You're getting timely pitching. So things are good right now. So just ease him back in. And if he's ready to go, I mean, we'd love to have him, but you know, things seem to be going pretty well right now.
Yeah, guys, out the door, great series against Kentucky, taking 2 out of 3, and back to the coal mines, Kentucky.
That's right, Joshy boy. They don't have to go that far either.
No, because they're in their state, so it didn't have to go too far.
Yeah, well, we'll be back for hour two. We'll hit you up with some headlines and mark the tape coming up and get some NBA talk going. We'll be right back here in a little while.
Ever been the coach